I'm all behind what Coach Ferentz does, and if he wants to go to overtime, that's what we're going to do.
As a player, though, don't you? There's that itch to go for it. You want the ball in your hands?
Yeah, maybe a little, but we were on the 20-yard line, so that's not the greatest field position. We always talk about the 30 or the 35 is really when you want to make that two-minute push, so it was something I understood. I think we only had one timeout, maybe. And they had two. I know they had two, so, I mean, I understood where Coach O'Keefe and Coach Ferentz were coming from, and I was, as soon as I got the running play call, I was starting to already think about how overtime operated and what we were going to have to do.
You're a film freak. Do you, this week when you're watching film of Pittsburgh, do you watch Pittsburgh's first two games? Do you watch a little bit of Tulsa defense too?
You watch both because the teams they played maybe don't do everything that we do. So you have to go back and watch some Tulsa film and see how they line up to some just our pro-style formations because the first two teams they played were a little more spread teams than we are. So that makes it a little more challenging, but it really pushes you to find those looks because you gotta kind of know what they're going to do.
Is that the same then? You're playing four new coaches and X number of new programs. Mm-hmm. Do you anticipate that being the same throughout the season?
No, yeah, I do. And what's nice about it is a lot of those later ones, we'll get to see more than two games. And they'll have played some Big Ten opponents, so we will see some of our formations against mm-hmm. them. But, it provides a whole new unique challenge, and it's something that I studied over the summer a little bit. Now that I get these two extra games, I've watched them. So it's definitely something different and something that I think the offense as a whole has to prepare for.
In the past, there have been even talk about Pittsburgh maybe even coming into the Big Ten. Does this kind of have a feel of a Big Ten team that's coming in here? I mean, in terms of the physicality they're going to bring to the table?
Well, yeah, they're a quality BCS school. I mean, they're a good program, and I think everybody knows that. And they're going to provide a unique challenge from the looks they give us to the skill they have. They're a very talented team, and it's going to take all guys on board to get this done.
Early on this season, I mean, I know you haven't been perfect, that you haven't thrown any interceptions. You've been pretty consistent. Is that something you're taking a lot of pride in right now, that you haven't done anything really to turn the ball over or lose a game specifically?
Yeah, but I haven't done anything to win a game yet either. So, no, it's not something I take pride in, really. We're expected to take care of the ball, and I've been able to do that so far. But I've missed some makeable throws and maybe miss some open guys too, and just overall I know my play has to improve and I have to continue to take care of the ball. Obviously that's a good thing, but I have to keep getting better. I know that.
Would you say consistency maybe overall in offense, maybe that's the one thing that's missing?
Yeah, consistency, and like I said, we got to score touchdowns when we get down in there, and we haven't done a great job of that yet, and I think that's something we all know. And when you get down there, it's all about the little details. So it's cleaning up one block, a different shoulder you throw it to, a different way a guy gets off the ball. It's usually one little thing that can stall out those drives. I think we all need to work to fix those.
Marcus has carried all but a handful of the rushes. You always turn around and hand the ball off, and it's him. What's his breaking point, do you think?
Oh, I don't know if he has one. I've never seen the guy flinch. I've never heard him complain about being sore. I mean, he's a really big physical guy, and he takes a lot of shots, but I mean, he's extremely tough, and I think he really enjoys his role, and I know I enjoy handing it off to him. So as long as he's able to run, I'm going to keep turning around and giving it to him.
What's he like in a huddle? I mean, does he? I don't know,
very calm. Yeah, very calm, very quiet. He's not a very talkative guy. Kind of reminds you of Sean Green. Just never really comments. Just if we call a run play, he takes it and crushes somebody. And if we call a pass play, he stays in there and protects. So he does a really nice job for us.
Is there anybody in the huddle that gets talkative, or are they all pretty much calm like Marcus and just kind of allow you to?
Yeah, I think most of all everybody's kind of calm and laid back. Marvin likes to push the tempo a little bit in practice, which is good, helps pick everybody up, but the guys in the huddle do a great job of just staying calm no matter what the situation, and that makes my job a lot easier.
How confident are you in the defense? offense, do you feel any pressure to go out and have to score 30 points on Saturday?
No, not at all. I mean, I know what those guys are capable of over there, and I mean, it comes down to us scoring touchdowns, and when we don't do that, we put them in bad situations. We put them in a bad situation with that turnover. So field position is obviously key, and we got to do a better job of getting them maybe a little better field position. But no, there's absolutely no lack of confidence on that end.
Just going back to that conversation, did you sense any pressure, whether it's you or anyone else on the offense there in the overtimes?
No, I don't think anybody did. I mean, I kept expecting to get that stop, but they kept making plays. I mean, all the credit should go to them. They made a lot of plays on offense and defense to pull that out in overtime and throughout the whole game. So the credit goes to them. They did a really nice job, and it's something we just have to learn from.